Our gospel reading this morning comes from Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. If you'd like to follow along, we're on page 58 in the Pew Bible in the New Testament section. Once while Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. Jesus got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little away from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water. Let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long and we have caught nothing. Yet if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For he and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." When they had brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed him. This is holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Will you pray with me? Spirit of God, thank you that you are a God who calls us, but you don't call us to do it on our own, but to do it in the strength of your power and with the companionship of one another. Help us, God, to have the courage to step out into the deep. God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable to you. Amen. So if you grow up in Iceland, like I did, you will most likely learn how to swim. In public school in Iceland, you have a swimming requirement. So just a little context. Iceland is a volcanic island, and there is a natural geothermal energy underneath Iceland's surface. So in every neighborhood, there's a pool, and that pool is heated and open all year round. So people swim outdoors all year round in the snow, in the sleet and hail, you can go swimming. So I have a memory of in the month of November, cold and dark, I had an 8 a.m. swim class. And so I remember standing in the bus with all the other depressed middle schoolers, going to the pool and then getting your swimsuit on, running out into the pool, in the snow, ready for our first class. I have a memory of where the deep end was in the pool. I can remember that feeling that when we were asked to swim and those first moments when you're learning to swim, that threshold you move past when you are no longer in the shallow end, but you are in the deep end, and there is no going back. You just have to keep going until you reach the end. And that feeling, just that feeling of fear and excitement about being in this new context of a deeper water, not being able to put your feet down, but having to learn different tools and ways to be in this new context, which is the deep end of the water. So at our council meeting in February, we decided on a theme for this year. It's March, so it feels a little late, but we're going to do it anyway. We're going to claim a theme for this year. We still have a lot of time in the year. And I want us to hear this theme over and over again so that we get sick of it, but hopefully by the end of the year, even if we're tired of it, we will have learned something, or we'll have a memory, or we'll have made memories. And prayerfully, we will have also experienced some transformation. The theme comes directly from our scripture reading this morning. They are the only words, the only invitation that Jesus gives in this story. Come out into deeper waters. Lay down your nets. And then he says one other thing a little bit later, which is, don't be afraid. Those are the only things Jesus says in this passage. Our theme for this year is, come out into deeper waters. Now, this call from Jesus somehow in our context right now, in 2019, white supremacist America, Trumpian America, this call to me might just be a saving word. Why, we might ask? Well, I think let me start with myself. I hear this as a saving word for me. Maybe it's a combination of things for me. I wonder if part of it is the fast-paced nature of our lives, my own addiction to busyness, and what has been called the tyranny of the urgent. This sense that because we are barraged so much with so much information calling us to immediate action or response, everything becomes urgent, and so somehow nothing becomes urgent. Do you know what I mean? And so our efforts become scattered and can tend to stay surface level. Even our well-intentioned external actions for justice can stay at the surface with little depth or personal investment. Our relationships feel stretched for time. They also tend to stay surface level. And then we wonder, why do we struggle to have difficult conversations or listen to each other or work through conflict or go deeper in our relationships? Depth in relationship and work, it all takes time. And we don't have it, or we don't think we have it, because of the tyranny of the urgent. Somehow it feels like we need to learn to choose less and do fewer things well with greater depth. But that is actually extremely difficult to do, because in our culture and this world, we are more sensitive to all of the aching and the hurting, or we are just barraged with it all the time. And so we have difficulty discerning where we need to place our time and go deeper. I actually think most of us, me included, we are longing for greater depth. And we know that depth is where transformation can happen. We are longing for meaningful transformation of ourselves and others. And yet I know that we are also scared, because going deeper requires some things of us. We like the idea of transformation, but when it comes to our own allegiances, those things we really hold dear, that we don't really want to talk about, we're not so sure. Catholic priest and theologian Richard Rohr talks about how much the Christian church, by and large, in America, has let people off the hook in regard to deep transformation. Listen to this. He says this. Christians are usually sincere and well-intentioned people until you get to any real issues of ego, control, power, money, pleasure, and security. Then they tend to be pretty much like everybody else. We, and he's talking about religious leaders, often gave them a bogus version of the gospel, a fast food religion without any deep transformation of the self. And the result has been the spiritual disaster of, quote, Christian countries that tend to be as consumer-oriented, proud, warlike, racist, class-conscious, and addictive as everybody else, and often more so, I am afraid. Whew, that's what Richard Rohr says. Let me just repeat a little shorter what he says. Without any deep transformation of the self, there is only the spiritual disaster, resulting in the tendency to become just as consumer-driven, proud, warlike, racist, class-conscious, and addicted as everybody else, and even more so. You might get a Christian willing to go to a protest, but you don't get as many Christians willing to sign up to deal with their own deep-seated issues of ego, control, power, money, pleasure, and security, internalized supremacy or inferiority. Who wants to sign up for that, right? But depth is an absolute necessity to fruitfulness in this gospel story. The only way these fisher folk could catch any fish was to launch out into the deeper waters. I see myself sometimes just like those fisher folk at the shore. I'm watching Jesus out there in the deep end, and I say, Jesus, okay, just a little bit more to the right. I think you'll catch more over there. Oh, there's a boat coming. You might want to, yeah, I can see great from over here on the shore. I can tell you what to do, Jesus. You can just do what I tell you, move along here. I can help you navigate. I have a lot of resources that I've gathered also about when are the best times to fish and when to be out on the sea. And Jesus, I can still be in control over here on the shore, right? If I stand here, I can tell people what to do. I have a good understanding of the inner workings of the boats. But Jesus is not asking for advice from the shore. Jesus doesn't want our heady intellectual advice. Jesus is saying, can you please come out here too? Can you come into the deeper waters? I need you to get wet. I need you to be in this deep place with me. Whole body, totally in. Feet not touching the ground. I need you to go deep with me. Because if you notice where Jesus is physically in the story, he's asking the fisher folk to join him. He's already there. And now it's our turn, which means Jesus will be right with us there in the deep end. And I think that's where we are asked to not be afraid, because we're not asked to swim out there alone, and neither will we be alone once we get there. So this is the beginning of Lent, the first Sunday in Lent. And I want us to think about Lent, or I want to invite us to think about Lent as a time where we are called by Jesus to come out into the deeper waters. When we are in the deep, we will face things about ourselves that we don't like. We will see our addictions, our ego, our competitive and proud spirits, our desires for vengeance. We are asked to face these things about ourselves, because if we do not face them, if we can't identify them, Guess what? They will still be there, functioning in our lives, doing harm to us and others without our awareness, but they will still be there. Just because you don't see your issues doesn't mean they're not functioning well, right? So part of the task of going deeper is to begin to see and identify what's going on. And that is why the only path to transformation is going deep and being willing to look at these areas in our lives that need transformation. We have to surrender our body, our life, our allegiances, our idols, our ego, to the shape and the weight of the water. And you know what this means? This means that you are being asked during Lent to pray. That is such an annoying suggestion, I find. I feel like that's always the answer, prayer. Ugh, don't you ever get tired of that? A little bit, I do. It's so simple, and yet it is so accessible, and I think that's why it's annoying, because we think it's too simple, or there should be something more complicated. Well, okay, there are other things, but prayer is essential. Eloise read for us this passage in Deuteronomy. It's the context is the people of Israel are wondering how in the entire world are they going to obey the commandments? How are they going to do this work, this justice work? How are they going to stay true to God? And Moses says to them, the word is not very far from you, you know. You don't have to go to the other end of the ocean to get it and bring it back. It's not up in the sky that you have to go get it and bring it back. It's really close to you. It's on your lips and it's in your heart. It's right there, the word, implanted in you. In other words, the deep end is inside of you. You don't have to go anywhere, but you do have to slow down. You have to pay attention, and you have to listen to the word that is planted inside of you. And that is prayer. You have to practice prayer in order to go deep. That's so simple, Pastor. Are you saying that I can begin to go deeper in prayer? Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying to you. Can you turn to your neighbor real quick and just say, we can go deeper through prayer? Amen. There are many ways to pray, but whatever discipline of prayer you choose, it must involve you not talking. Okay? It must be a practice of prayer that requires you to become vulnerable and attentive to your own addictions and where you are right now, and allow the other voice, the Spirit, to speak. If you don't have a practice of prayer and you want to learn, you can talk to me or you can talk to others here at TAB, because many people here have good practices of prayer. And the good news is you can join us on Wednesday nights now and learn more about prayer, and our focus will be on prayer and practices of prayer. It's a great opportunity to not only learn about prayer, but also practice it. But here is the difficulty, I think, for me, and I imagine for all of us, is that we have heard about the shallow way a lot. We hear about the shallow way of spirituality a lot in our culture. Shallow spirituality sells in our culture. Shallow spirituality is a spirituality that avoids suffering, any thought of our mortality or our limitations. It's a spirituality that is about managing and alleviating pain. But the kind of spirituality we are called to, a deeper spirituality, is the spirituality of Jesus, who did not move away from his pain, but moved toward it and toward others in pain. And so it feels difficult. It feels like we won't be able to handle it. But the reality is kind of like being underwater reality. It's this gospel truth that somehow surrendering our lives, we learn to live. In giving up our life and letting go, we find it. We move toward pain and suffering to get well. doesn't really make any sense, and yet it does, especially if you're underwater. We can't stay on the shore if we're going to follow Christ. We can't do fruitful justice work from the shore. There are no fish to catch from the shore. We have to get in. We have to personally get in and get wet, go deep in order to be fruitful in the work of God's reign. So I want to invite you now to consider this call for yourself. Just consider right now. We're going to pray now alone, individually. We're going to pray. How are you responding to Jesus' call, come out into deeper waters? And is there a commitment you can make during Lent that will help you act on Jesus' call? These are two questions I'd like you to reflect on. In your bulletins, there are purple pieces of paper. If you are someone who likes to write and does well processing through writing, I want to invite you to take a moment, take that piece of paper out, and think of these questions in the next few moments of silence. And let me just give you a few additional words of instruction. We're going to take some time to reflect, and you can write your responses down. If you're willing, during the offering time, we're going to have a basket up front. There'll be the offering plates, and then there will be a basket that Lauren will be holding. You can bring those responses up during the offering and put them in the basket. And then during the time of joys and concerns when we're sharing prayers, Lauren is just going to choose a few of those responses to read for us out loud, just so we can hear the burdens that we're carrying, the things that we want to commit to in this season. So you can leave your writing anonymous. There won't be any names mentioned, but there'll just be a few of those lifted up during the prayer time. So also, if you do not want to do that, that's also okay. You can also keep your paper with you if you'd like to take it home and use it as a time to reflect through this season. How are you responding right now to Jesus' call? Come out into deeper waters. Is there a commitment you can make during Lent that will help you act on Jesus' call? Let's reflect. Let's pray.